7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Just making me.
Here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that does of course mean that it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Girl. That's right, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And we have had an interesting weather development. I'm looking for bugs. Hold on. Oh, there's one. Yeah, there's two. There's three. I found some. I found the copper beetles. So they're not looking very coppery yet. They just look like regular scarabs. We've had something of a weather window. An interesting weather window. Is it going to rain? Has it been raining? Yeah, last night at some early, last evening it rained a little bit. Just a little, and then I think, oh, here's some. And then it rained, I think it rained this morning. And right now, it's about 25 or 26 degrees and it's completely overcast. It looks like it's going to rain again. So, I'm out here at the heronry. Obviously, we're not going to find any herons, but this is our best bet for mushrooms, and I thought maybe we'll find some copper beetles. And yes, I'm not even walking towards the creek, and look, I'm hanging out by these, yeah, here these guys are coppery. I'm hanging out by, well, I'm like 20 meters from my car, and I'm walking through this patch of these scuppernongs, these wild grapes. And it's on these plants that these coppery beetles like to hang out. And I'm finding some. Yay! And I hear bicyclists. Am I on a... This is sort of not the bike path, but it kind of is. Also, there's some little wildflowers growing here. Huh. But I'm not here for the flowers. Oh, no. I'm here for the copper beet. I'm here for the fungus. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Yeah, I kind of wanted to stay home and work on synth because we were doing such cool synth stuff yesterday. If you didn't hear yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, you can hear it from the archive. All these shows are archived at, sdf.org/archive. And then, of course, just scroll down. You'll find some Dubious Goals Committee stuff. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway. So now I'm kind of walking up to the mushroom zone. And the heronry. And I'm looking at the path. The path is dry. It's not, you know, bone dry dusty. But it's not as wet as I would think it would be if it had rained a lot this morning. Yeah, everything's just kind of damp. And it smells good. And what's that over there? I see fungus on that log. I can't tell what it is. And it's, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to get back there, but... Oops, web face. Well, it's not that we can't get back there. We could get back there, but... The motivation. The motivation isn't here. Oh, and it just occurred to me. Why are we on this side? We should be on the other side looking for chocolate tube. It's getting to be chocolate tube fungus season. Oh, wow. Here's some auricularia on the end of this tree where it got cut off. Chop, chop, chop. So we should be on the other side, but no... I thought this would be the best place to go because this has been our area of best results so far this year. So I've just walked under the canopy. Oh, I'm pretty much near the old heron trees here. And I'm very carefully checking out all of these logs. Looking at the ends of them, looking at the sides of them, looking kind of underneath them. Huh. And as of this moment, I am fine. Well, okay, well, here's some interesting things. I'm not finding any mushrooms yet, but... Wow, this stump is running. This old stump... This dead tree has been here for as long as I can remember, but it rotted enough that it finally fell over. It fell into the path, and they, the bicycle club people, had to come in and cut it up. And so now we have this stump on the side of the path, and it's just got... It's going crazy. No mushrooms, but here on the end I can see mycelial action all up and down the sides. Wow, and it might be a double infection or a double inoculation. I think we got two different mushrooms going in there. So we'll have to watch that. I'm guessing Chlorotus ostreatus, very popular around here. And then, of course, it could be Hericium. We get lion's mane in this zone. And beartooth comb. These are Hericium mushrooms and are very prized and delicious, because that's why they are prized. When it comes to your most yummiest, deliciousest mushrooms, it goes morels. Well, I don't know. It depends on where you are. It depends on if your, you know, snobs actually know anything about mushrooms. If they don't know anything about mushrooms, they're going to be talking about truffles. Oh, I like truffles. Truffles are the truffliest. They're so truffly. So yeah, truffles and morels, but there's different kinds of truffles, and not all of them are that great. But I'll tell you right now, every morel is great. And the next one down is probably the Hericiums. Lion's mane, bear tooth comb, this kind of stuff. Whoa, good stuff, good stuff. All right, but I'm not finding Jack. All right, now here's some logs. Here's these logs. Okay, there's something up there. What's on these logs? These are the logs where we found our crown-tip coral. Not too long ago. Do I hear something up there? Somebody walking around up there? Alright, so let's get off the path here and see what we got on this log. Oh, it's white jellies. We got white jellies on the log. And, we got some coral on the back of it here. Is there a shot here? That's lovely. Little crown tip coral. Oh, and there's some... Let me climb over the log. There's white jellies on the back, too. All right. What the hell? I think I am going to take a picture of this coral mushroom. Because there's a good background. It's all log, and there's a little green plant growing next to it. And let's see, are there any bugs coming? I like bug traffic. I like it when bugs are walking around next to my mushrooms. Makes them look cool. Makes the bugs look cool too. Too bad we can't get any of those damn copper beetles to run around on this. Alright, where's my shot? Where's the shot? Let's go with... Oh, that'll work. Flash went off though. Did I want flash? I don't know. We'll turn off the camera. We got white jellies over on this side too. We got a big spider web that I'm trying not to walk into. And I gotta check all the ends of these logs because it's usually on the ends of logs that you find these hariseums, like bear tooth comb. But I don't see anything. I don't see a damn thing. Alright, let's how am I doing? I think I'm alright. I'm kind of okay. But I'm not gonna push it today. No, no, no. Today's got to be another taking it easy day. Should I even be out here right now? Yeah, probably not, but come on. There's this smell I like. Oh, there's a bumbler. What am I smelling? I don't know, but it smells like reindeer moss. I'm very familiar with the smell of reindeer moss due to all of my modeling type activities. And I love that smell. Something else smells like that that grows around here. Hey, here's some of that scoop. Are there any copper beetles on here? Any copper scarabs? I don't see any. I'm gonna walk up here to this other little log and brush zone. Is there any fungus around here? I don't see any. I hear some angry birds up here though. Chirpa chirpa tree, chirpa chirpa tree. And little birds hopping on these little logs. It's a little log hopping birds. Okay, you birds. Are there any funguses around here? I was about to say no, but look on the back of this little branch. There's some auricularia, auriculum. Alright. Not too interesting. I'm going to turn around and take a few steps back here so I can kind of look down into the creek. Oh, it's too overgrown. Can't see anything anyway. Who knows? There could be dudes down there. I don't see any. I don't hear any. Okay. So now what's the plan? Well, oh wait, I should check over here. When did this tree fall over? Oh, it's all broken and rotten. Ooh, and it's looking good. Yeah, there's no mushrooms yet, but there's lots of mycelial action. Wow. Okay, so yeah, this is gonna be pretty good. Soon. I mean, like, next season sometime. Okay, I am starting to feel it. It's pretty damn humid, but it's not. I'm surprised it's not as bad as it could be. That's the weird part. So I'm gonna start heading back to my car as soon as I look for copper beetles on this thing. No, I don't see any. All the copper beetles are out there. I'm gonna start walking back to my car. I'm glad I got to come outside today. But I kind of wanted to mess with some synth stuff for that cool thing that we were working on yesterday. So let's head back and do synth. And if you missed yesterday's show, well, let me just start up a quick 2.5 minute example of what we did yesterday. Here we go. Yeah, all right. That was what we were doing yesterday. And I still got this. All right, so I'm saying, hi, the cat has arrived because we can't do any synth without synth cat showing up. Hi. Yeah, hello, Bubba Flubba. You're the Flubbins McGubbins. All right, so last night when I was thinking about all this and the Flubbins of the McGubbins, I was thinking, you know, maybe I don't like the drums so much. So the first thing we're going to do is start, tweaking the drums just to see what we got. So maybe that needs to happen. Let's start some stuff up and see what we got. Okay, first of all, let's turn this business over to this. Okay, hold on a second. Now the cat, what are you doing? Don't stick your face in there. That's not a kitty cave. Synth rack is not kitty cave. Kitty cave is in the other room. Go play in the other room because you want to do kitty cave business. There's no kitty cave in here. This crazy ass cat. Anyway, let's turn off. We need to turn off this thing so I can hear what's going on. And we need to. Okay. So I kind of like that. That's CR78. Turn this stuff on too. Okay. '808 style. '909, of course. Huh. Okay. 909 actually kind of cool. Huh. Okay, let's go 909, then 808. All right, that's our lovely traditional 909. Sounds good. Okay, let's go to the 808. 2, 3, 4. Slappy. You know, 808, it's kind of good for that trance sound, but is that what we're going for? Let's go to CR78. 2, 3, 4. Oops, I went the wrong way. Okay, there's your basic CR78 sounds. You know, I thought this was the way I wanted to go. But this isn't the way I want to go, is it? And not that. That's a heavy maybe. Maybe. And then we're back to the 909. You know, I think we're going to pass on the 78. I think we're going to pass on the 808. Is that 909 talking to anybody else other than me? It's always 909, isn't it? It's always got to be a 909. A 909, you got some 909?
Okay, so should we give it the full-on test? Yeah, let's give it the full-on 909 freak-out test. Yeah.
Obviously, I switched it up there. We started it off with the 909, and I went to 808 and CR78, and yeah, obviously, I think I think the 909 is our boy, or girl, or non-gender binary thing. Okay, I think the 909 is our thing. I think our 909 is our inanimate object. Woo, pronoun. Pronouns get me stabby. I feel stabby right now. And when I say I feel stabby, doesn't this kind of music need stabs? We need a bunch of cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. You know, that kind of crap to go in here. So, can we get this restarted? Where are we at here? Let's start. Let's see if we can get stabby. I did it wrong. Okay, restart. All right, let's stab. Yeah, maybe I don't want stabby stabby. Maybe I want patty patty.
up. Hold on. If we're going to do patty, we got to find the right thing. Okay, hold on. I want to try this one. Okay, go. I said go. Maybe this is going in a different direction than I thought it would. Do I want to get all patty and do this stuff? Maybe I do. And this will give me something to think about tonight, and something to do, and something that we can talk about tomorrow on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. End of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Yes. Thank you.